Hello and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Centre, the weekend edition. I'm Osama Shah. The election fever is heating up in Tamil Nadu and the battle lines are drawn. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, he launched a blistering attack on Chief Minister M.K. Stalin during his mega Tamil outreach in Rameshwaram on Ram Navami, inaugurating the new Pamban Bridge. But M.K. Stalin, he skipped the event, firing back with a demand for assurances on delimitation. The Prime Minister took a stern rebuttal stance, dodging DMK's allegations on funds and Kachchatheeva, instead taking a pot shot at M.K. Stalin, asking, why doesn't Tamil Nadu teach medical courses in Tamil? Now, the Prime Minister, he touted a 3% fund increase since 2014, dismissing DMK's claim of disproportionate allocation. Now, with just 1 year to go before the 2026 assembly elections, the DMK, it is banking on emotional issues like language and delimitation to rally support. Meanwhile, the BJP, it faces a steep climb in Tamil Nadu with no alliances yet, desperately trying to revive ties with AIADMK. Hopefully, with it, their chance looks slim. Now, but here's the twist. Could Vijay's TVK steal the show? Because unlike Kamal Haasan or Rajnikant, Vijay is a top star in his prime with a cult following. Will those fans turn into votes? Is this a bigger headache for DMK or AIADMK? We'll try and find answers to these questions. But before that, take a look at this report.
Battle lines drawn as Prime Minister Modi blows BJP's poll bugle for Tamil Nadu Assembly elections in 2026. After inaugurating the new Pamban Bridge, on his return from Sri Lanka, Prime Minister Modi remains silent on delimitation, Kachchatheeva retrieval and NEP. Instead, he listed the infrastructure push by his government across India and claimed the allocation for Tamil Nadu was 3 times compared to UP regime and 7 times in railway projects in 10 years. Without naming anyone, Prime Minister Modi hit out at Chief Minister Stalin's charge on the centre's discrimination on funds.
जब इंडी अलायंस की सरकार थी, डीएमके उस सरकार में विराजमान थी, तब जितना पैसा मिला, उससे 3 गुना मोदी सरकार ने दिया है। कुछ लोगों को बिना कारण रोते रहने की आदत है, वो रोते रहते हैं।
10,000 crores is the revenue which the Tamil Nadu state were enjoying when the commercial taxes power was with the state. Now after GST, we have lost 10,000 crores for 4 years, around 10,000 crores, not less than 10,000 crores, a little more than 10,000 crores. After 5 years, this compensation is stopped as per act. Now, how can he say that he had given more?
Conspicuous by his absence was Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, who inaugurated a government medical college high up on the Nilgiris. BJP was quick to call out his absence. Spearheading the fair delimitation movement by southern states, M.K. Stalin urged the Prime Minister for a firm commitment that the present proportion of MPs in the parliament will be protected.
தொகுதி மறுசீரமைப்புன்ற பேர்ல மிகப்பெரிய சதி நடக்க இருக்கிறத முதன் முதல உணர்ந்து அரசுக்கு எதிராக குரல் கொடுத்த மாநிலம் தான் நம்முடைய தமிழ்நாடு. தமிழ்நாட்டுக்கு வரக்கூடிய மாண்புமிகு பிரதமர் மோடி அவர்களை நான் கேட்க விரும்புவது, தமிழ்நாட்டு மக்களுக்கு ஏற்பட்டுள்ள நியாயமான அச்சத்தை நீங்க போக்கணும். தென் மாநிலங்கள் உள்ளிட்ட மக்கள் தொகையை கட்டுப்படுத்தின மாநிலங்களோட தொகுதி விழுக்காடு குறையாது என்கிற உறுதிமொழிய தமிழ்நாட்டு மண்ணில நின்று நீங்க வழங்கணும். அதுக்கான அரசியலமைப்பு சட்ட திருத்தத்தை நாடாளுமன்றத்திலையும் நிறைவேற்றணும்.
Really condemn the attitude of our honorable Chief Minister Stalin. When good things are happening in Tamil Nadu, he should have a great heart, good heart, to celebrate it, to thank it. He want everything to be politicized.
Modi also took on the ruling DMK on Tamil pride, pushing for medical education in Tamil.
कुछ नेताओं की चिट्ठियां जब मेरे पास आती हैं, कभी भी कोई नेता तमिल भाषी में सिग्नेचर नहीं करता है। अरे तमिल का गौरव हो, मैं सबसे कहूंगा कम से कम तमिल भाषा में अपनी सिग्नेचर तो करो। मैं भी तमिलनाडु सरकार से आग्रह करूंगा कि वे तमिल भाषा में डॉक्टरी के कोर्सेज चालू करें ताकि गरीब बटमा के बेटे बेटी भी डॉक्टर बन सके।
With the AIADMK inching towards the BJP for revival of alliance, Stalin in turn challenged the former BJP ally AIADMK on the NEET issue. He pointedly asked, will EPS publicly announce that it will enter into an alliance with BJP in the state only if the party assures exemption from NEET? And though AIADMK attended Stalin's delimitation meet, the party chose to downplay the resolution passed, saying the DMK was focused on passing resolutions, not on finding solutions.
What solution has DMK given? They have not given any solutions. All they are only is they are only talking about this issue by calling all the other parties in India Alliance and passing a resolution. But does it have any merit? It doesn't have any merit. It will not stand in any judiciary or anywhere.
After drawing a blank in Tamil Nadu in 2019 and 2024 Lok Sabha elections, the BJP is attempting to break new grounds in Tamil Nadu, reviving ties with the AIADMK before assembly elections next year. But with the ruling DMK raising emotional issues from language to delimitation to NEET exemption, it could be a political tightrope walk for the Saffron Party to rely just on its infra push. In Chennai, Sam Daniel, Findi TV.
Well, what does Prime Minister's Tamil outreach mean for all the parties involved, including the BJP, the DMK, AIADMK, as well as the TVK? We'll try and find answers to some of those questions. In fact, I'm currently joined by our guests, Radhika Khera, spokesperson of the BJP. I also have Salem Dharanidharan, spokesperson of the DMK, and Kowai Satyan, spokesperson of the AIADMK, along with Dr. Sumanth Raman, a political analyst. Radhika ji, I want to start by asking you. About Prime Minister Modi's statement where he said, why no medical courses in Tamil? Language, it is a sensitive issue. All right, we seem to have lost Radhika Khera there. We'll try and get back to her in just a short while. Let me go across to Mr. Kowai Satyan of the AIADMK. Mr. Satyan, firstly, what is AIADMK's stance on the language issue? Does the AIADMK plan to join the chorus defending Tamil pride, or will it use this route to differentiate itself from both the DMK as well as the BJP? What is your stance?
Well, till such time, a leader was there as Chief Minister. He didn't agree for the NEP. We have stated clearly that any imposition is not advisable and it will not happen in the state of Tamil Nadu. The NEP is a backdoor entry for Hindi to get into this state. So more or likely, we are on the same page what DMK is all about with respect to language.
Okay.
But the question here is, why is M.K. Stalin started to feel the shiver? Or why is he so scared? Why is he setting terms for AIADMK? Is he the general secretary? Is he the leader of AIADMK? He has his own party to take care, own ally to take care. His alliance are about to drift away. His alliance parties are not happy. Why is he so much worried and concerned about what AIADMK is going to do about with respect to alliance? Isn't he and his Prince Udayanidhi made tall claims that if DMK voted to power with one signature, NEET will be gone? And after 4 years, he's trying to set terms to AIADMK. If you are forming an ally, please just have this as a condition. Look at how incompetent one can be. By coming to a national media or a national forum, a chief minister of a state explicitly saying, see, I have miserably failed. I have nothing more to do. All were fake promises. I stand exposed. But what is more important is what AIADMK has to do, what AIADMK should. We have clearly stated it has gone to the judiciary. It's there in the Supreme Court. We have to fight it out in the courts. Last two appearances, DMK didn't appear for the NEET when it was listed. That is their agenda. That is their fight. That is the reality. For them, it's nothing but instigating people, instigating students.
All right,
so we'll many fake promises. They stand exposed today.
Okay, okay. We'll take a response
and
from
giving an
Mr. Dharanidharan.
Right answer.
Yeah.
They want to point the finger towards others.
Okay, all right. We'll take a response from Mr. Dharanidharan. But before I go to him, you know, Mr. Satyan, there is a long-standing issue about whether the AIADMK will go into an alliance with the BJP. I just want you to make it clear. What is AIADMK's plan as far as this coalition is concerned?
There's still a long way to go.
Okay.
We still have time. And the climate of elections have not started yet. And okay, we can't be reacting to DMK's namesake comments and agendas. What? We are worried about the interest of Tamil Nadu and Tamil people. And anybody who accepts our EPS as a leader and anybody who can tag along with our ideology will definitely come forward to okay, open up the alliance cards. So still time is there. It's too premature to talk about that boiling pot is boiling between AIADMK, BJP and others.
All right.
It's all fake narratives set by DMK.
Okay,
and they,
all right,
they and their own chamcham medias and regional channels.
All right. Mr. Dharanidharan, do respond to what Mr. Satyan has said, and also do respond to Prime Minister Modi's statements that he made today.
Well, no, first, I think if AIADMK has given any proper governance, I don't think they will be in a situation where no one wants to even ally with them, except for BJP, which is again a nota party. Under AIADMK, the law and order collapsed. The debt to GDP of the ratio increased from 18% to 28%. And the own CAG of the union government, when they were in alliance with the BJP itself, the CAG came and said there was huge corruption in the municipal administration department. Only two, there are only two bidders, and most of the municipal administration centers went to them. But having spoken about the Prime Minister, the media is making us appear as if the Chief Minister did not go. Chief Minister already committed to another event in Ooty. The Finance Minister of Tamil Nadu went, received him, was sitting in the event, and then the IT Minister of Tamil Nadu sent him off. So Tamil Nadu government gave all the necessary protocols. But again, my Chief Minister was very right in asking, why is the Home Minister or the Prime Minister not going to the Parliament and saying that the proportion of the seats from Tamil Nadu won't reduce from 7.18%? It is as simple as that. Go to the Parliament and say that proportion of the seats in Tamil Nadu won't reduce from 7.18%. You are saying pro rata. What is pro rata? I don't know. Right? Do you know? You don't know. Does Suman Sriraman know? No one knows what pro rata is. Even Amit Shah knows. He does not know. Right?
Okay.
And then you're saying the seats won't increase. Everyone knows the seats won't increase because when the overall seats will increase, the seats of every other state will increase. But the point is proportion of seats are important. Percentage of seats which each state carries. That from south of India is going to reduce from 25% to 17%. Even for states like Punjab, Orissa, West Bengal, to an extent Maharashtra, are also going to reduce.
Hmm.
Right? And that is a pertinent issue. They have to come and tell in the parliament, not political platform. If you even come and say pro rata, doesn't mean anything. In the parliament, the session is going on. The Prime Minister can go and say, I give assurance. Right? So, solution. What are the solutions we are asking for? The first solution, my Chief Minister is saying, put the same delimitation freeze for another 30 years. Like how the Article 82, which warrants redrawing of constituencies based on the census by 25 years, it was extended again in 2001. You extend that for another 25 years or 30 years. Our second okay, option is that put a temporary freeze, and that freeze will remain until and unless every other state will come to a consensus. You bring all the states and discuss. But this, unlike a WAF bill or a One Nation, One Bill, is not a bill that has to be introduced. December 31st, 2025 passes and January 1st will come. Delimitation committee will naturally, before elections, have to redraw constituencies based on population.
Okay.
It cannot be contested in the court.
All
which
right,
is why we want something to happen before that.
All right, we'll take a response
and
from the BJP as well. Radhika ji, do respond to what the spokesperson of the DMK has said. Also, you know, Prime Minister Modi, he spoke about the language. Language is quite a sensitive issue in Tamil Nadu at the moment. How does the BJP plan to navigate this sensitive issue without alienating the Tamil voters there? And, you know, because a lot of DMK supporters and the party is saying that this is an attack on their identity.
Good evening to everyone, and I wish all your viewers a very happy Ram Navami. Now, let's begin with facts and not fiction. Like the Prime Minister highlighted, under the UPA government, Tamil Nadu's annual railway budget was 900 crores. And under Pradhan Mantri Shri Narendra Modi's government, this has rocketed to over 6,000 crores. That's nearly a sevenfold increase, and 77 railway stations are modernizing. So when the Chief Minister, Mr. Stalin, says that we got no funds, he is either misinformed or he is misleading the people of Tamil Nadu. And it's not just railways. It's in total central funds. Tamil Nadu has received three times, I will repeat, three times more during Narendra Modi ji's tenure as compared to their own alliance UPA government. So the stepmotherly treatment narrative simply does not hold to data. And again, here Mr. Stalin is misleading the people, or he is again misinformed. He's not getting the right data from his own people in Tamil Nadu. Now let's talk about the Pamban Bridge today. A national first, a vertical lift sea bridge, and a proud moment for every Tamilian. And Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi came to inaugurate it. But the Chief Minister, Mr. Stalin, was missing. No prior health reason, no travel issue, just political ego. And that was not just insulting the Prime Minister of the country. And he is also the Prime Minister of Mr. Stalin. But he has also, Mr. Stalin has insulted the people of Tamil Nadu by being absent from there. And then let's come back to the delimitation drama of Mr. Stalin. Now, Mr. Stalin says that he demands a public assurance from the Prime Minister. But let's be clear, delimitation is a constitutional process, and the government has repeatedly said that any such step will be taken with consensus, will be done with consensus and sensitivity. So why is the panic here? If is the DMK worried that their merit-based government is their barest, that merit-based governance is replacing their old formula to vote bank appeasement, because that's what they've been winning with, and their vote bank appeasement is going to come into an end. And finally, let's talk about the Tamil pride hypocrisy of Mr. Stalin. Pradhan Mantri ji said that if you're a proud Tamilian, start by signing your name in Tamil. What has stopped Mr. Stalin from doing so, or any of his leaders? And Prime Minister was not attacking anyone. He was making a cultural appeal. And after all, who brought Tamil to the global stage at the UN? And who started the Kashi Tamil Samagam? It wasn't the DMK, was it? So let's stop crying for wolves and start acknowledging the truth that Tamil Nadu deserves facts and not fear-mongering. And Mr. Stalin is the Chief Minister, and he is responsible of delivering reality and fact to every single person of Tamil Nadu, whether he has voted for them or not.
All right, so, Ms. Kira, we'll take a response. We'll take a very quick response from Mr. Dharanidharan. Yes, please go ahead, make your point, and make it very brief, sir, before I go to Dr. Raman.
No. I have to make two responses. I mean, no. She gave a detailed diatribe, so I need at least 2 minutes. The first and foremost is BJP plays around with numbers and percentages. I'm thinking that people are oblivious. So first of all, Indian GDP was in 2004, in 2024, is 10 times higher. Let's say when GDP is 100 rupees, the union government gives me 10 rupees. Then GDP becomes 1,000. You give me 50 rupees. That means earlier it was 10%. Now it is 5%. But you said it increased by 5 times. Indian GDP from 2004 to 14 increased by 4 times. Under NDA, increased by about only 3 times. And as in the budget document, the finance minister of Tamil Nadu... No, don't interrupt me. In the budget document, the finance minister clearly said the percentage of money which Tamil Nadu receives from union government has drastically reduced from 3.7% to 1.8%. That is a fact. It can't lie. In percentage terms, every GDP of every country will keep increasing. So you in percentage terms, I want to know what percentage of money was devolved to Tamil Nadu from 2004 to 14 and from 14 to 24, not absolute numbers, because numbers do not speak the truth. That is point one. Point number two, delimitation, the problem is it's written in the constitution that constituencies will have to be redrawn based on population, 7.5 lakh people. That is written in the constitution. That was put on freeze. Why? To not incentivize states. First for 25 years, and again BJP's own Prime Minister Vajpayee did for another 25 years. Unlike a bill, unless something is done before December 31st, delimitation will happen, it can't go to the court. So, first put a freeze, because 8 months is only left, then have a discussion. At least put a temporary freeze. Why is it so difficult? Now you can't come and tell me that no, it's only myth. It's not a myth, it's there in Article 82.
Article. Yeah, you made your point. What you're saying is that there is disproportionate allocation. We'll take a response from Ms. Kedra as well. But Dr. Raman, you know, I want to go back to the language issue again. Prime Minister Modi's language jab at M.K. Stalin, it has, turned a routine visit into a cultural flashpoint again. How much electoral weight does the Tamil language row carry compared to the bread and butter issues like funds and infrastructure?
Before that, I have a question for Ms. Radhika Kera. She stated that Prime Minister has repeatedly said delimitation will be done only on the basis of consensus. Can she please quote when the Prime Minister actually said that this will be done only by consensus? I'm not aware of any such statement. Mr. Amit Shah said it will be done on pro rata basis without saying what pro rata basis meant. But I'm yet to come across any statement in the recent past made by the Prime Minister where he has actually said that it will be done only on the basis of consensus. Having said that, what is going on in the last few days is basically pure political theater, keeping in mind the elections which are coming up in 2026. None of this is actually meant to be taken very seriously. DMK is going back to its old, you know, tried and tested rhetoric of, you know, Tamil language and center is sort of victimizing Tamil Nadu. They are not giving us funds. This is an old strategy that has worked very well for them in the elections in the past. So they are going towards that. At the same time, the BJP is just now moving closer to the AIADMK. They are again talking about, you talk about your love for Tamil, why don't you teach medicine in Tamil? But these are purely rhetorical questions. None of them is actually solving an issue. And unfortunately, Tamil Nadu seems to be set for another one more year of this kind of dialogue between these two players. And none of it is actually going to help the state. NEET, for instance, what has the state government which promised, which said that they knew the secret of how to get rid of NEET done on NEET in the last 4 years? They accused the previous government and said they are spineless people. They are slave government of BJP. What did they do? They have not been able to get rid of NEET in 4 years. So all of this is pure political rhetoric. I don't think either the Prime Minister or the Chief Minister even expects that these things will be taken seriously. This is just a build-up to the elections. Each party is fine-tuning its potential election strategy by speaking along these lines. So I would not take any of this seriously.
Okay. All right. Radhika Kheda, do respond very quickly to what Dr. Raman has said.
I'll respond to both the DMK spokesperson and gentleman here. When the DMK says that Bharatiya Janata Party is lying about funds, they're hoping the public hasn't seen the numbers. But here are the hard facts. Under UPA, Tamil Nadu got 85,000 crores in central funds. And under the Narendra Modi BJP government, it has shot up to 2.68 lakh crores. That's over three times more. Even the railway budget alone jumped from 900 crores to 6,000 crores, which I've already mentioned. So either the DMK spokesperson and his leader is unaware of their own state accounts or they're deliberately misleading people to run a victimhood narrative. The truth is that DMK cannot digest that Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi ji is delivering while they're busy playing them that are drama and their vote bank politics.
Okay.
Now, coming back to, well, sir, I did not say that Pradhan Mantri ji has said these exact words. I think you should more actively or get better headphones and hear what I said. So don't misquote me. I never
Listen, this show is going to be on the internet. All right, we can rewind and watch whatever that people have said. But please do make your point. Dr. Raman, let Radhika Kheda make her point.
Ask her to take it back.
Dr. Raman, let her make her point.
He has been caught lying. I never once said that the Prime Minister used these words. I spoke about it being a constitutional procedure and I will repeat. Let me give it to you. The Union Minister, Mr. Amit Shahji and Nityanand Raiji have said it on record in Parliament that delimitation will follow the constitutional procedure and no state will be punished for population control.
We don't want to follow the constitutional procedure.
It and will seek wider consultation before any steps. But here's the twist. The Modi government has not even initiated the protest yet, but people like him here and the DMK are already panicking. Why are they so scared of losing a political grip? If seats are rebalanced based on development and merit and not on dynasty and vote banks, that is the problem that you have, which is why you were shouting over me. And I did not mention that those were the words of Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi.
Right.
I think you should replay that for this man.
Consensus.
All right. Prime Minister said...
consensus.
When did I say Pradhan Mantri Modi ji said that? So you cannot shout when you're
apologize.
Trying to prove that you're
right. All right, people, we need to keep this civil. Unfortunately, we're running short of time at this moment. I'm unfortunately running short of time at this moment. I hope and, you know, this show is going to be on the internet so people can rewind it and watch it and try and see what was said by who and then assess whatever that was said in the first place. But for now, another important thing, Vijay's TVK, it looms large. Could his stance on the language issue also sway the other parties? Well, that is a question that still needs to be answered. Time now for a very short break. More news and updates on the other side.